My guest at this time is James O'Keefe. He is the founder and head of Project Veritas. You can find them online at projectveritas.com. He's joined us a number of times throughout this year's primary season, from Vermont, New Hampshire, Minnesota, Washington, D.C. itself, to expose how easy it is to commit voter fraud in states where voter ID is not required before obtaining a ballot. The latest state in this tour is North Carolina, which just voted last Tuesday. Project Veritas up online now with a new video showing how easy it is for folks who publicly proclaim to not be citizens to get a ballot. And there's also some other features on this video as well that we want to talk about in the next few minutes. And James, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me again, Greg.
Two of the issues that you talk about here, as I mentioned in the intro, are people who live in North Carolina, not quite sure if they're there legally. They are clearly not U.S. citizens, though, which means they should not have the right to vote. You tried to contact both of these people. In one, you were accosted pretty angrily and told not to film anything. And the one you reached on the phone wanted to confuse you as much as possible. One was a guy named William Romero from Colombia, and another one from either Russia or Eastern Europe named Zbigniew Gorzkowski. So after your unsuccessful encounter with Mr. Romero, this is what happens when you sent someone to the polls and offering his name.
A strange man arrives in North Carolina at Mr. Romero's poll address and is offered his ballot to vote, despite the fact he said he had a Colombian passport.
William de Jesus Romero.
Is Romero your last name?
The name? William de Jesus Romero.
Okay. Put an X. X. Put an X in this box.
I get passport.
We don't need the passport, sir. All we need to do is to have you verify that you are who you say you are. We do not require an ID.
And what people can't see there, James, is that you also have, whether it's you or one of your colleagues, show up with a hand that's bandaged, indicating that they can't sign their normal signature, and they basically just want to do it for you and put an X in the box.
That's right. You know, and we wore lederhosen, so we dressed ridiculous as usual. We always, you know, try to put in some theatrics to just demonstrate how absurd the system is, where they, you know, they don't check verification. You speak in a foreign language. And according to the jury refusal forms, these people are not citizens. They're either not citizens or they lied about it. And if they lied about it, in some cases, that's a felony. So, you know, we did the most due diligence we could. It's unclear about their citizenship. And then we confronted the election supervisor, one of the election supervisors in the state, and he told us that it's up to the public. You know, it's up to the public to do the due diligence. We basically confronted him and showed him a list of registered voters who were self-identified non-citizens. And he said, well, find me these people who's actually voted. And we found a number of individuals. We found a lot of people who, frankly, perjured themselves. There was probably dozens of people who just got off jury duty. But it was unclear in some cases whether they're citizens. And we confronted him with this information. And he just said to us, yeah, well, show me if they've actually voted. Now, aside from actually busing people to the polls and filming them voting, it's impossible for any citizen journalist to actually film someone voting. So we pulled the prior voter history of Gorzkowski, and we found that he voted twice, once in 2008 and once in 2010. So we did the most due diligence we could.
You also went on campus to the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill and talked to some of their more radical personnel. One is a dean, however, a very high-ranking person. The other is apparently the head of their gay and lesbian organization. You essentially threw out this Operation Chaos, which is reminiscent of what Rush Limbaugh called for between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton a few years ago, basically saying that you were from Ohio, you went to college in the state, you voted in both states, you had friends that were doing so to hurt Mitt Romney, and you pretty much got giggles from these people.
And we might be putting out more footage from that, from those visits, producing a separate story, because that seems to be very popular for people. We're going to probably produce a separate story where we actually go into more depth. But the gist of it was, in the video, we went into these offices and we said we wanted to vote twice. We said that we were voting twice. And the director, her name is Terry Phoenix, at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, she's the director of one of their programs, the LGBT program, said to us that, you know, not to tell anybody, you know, don't worry about it, you won't get in trouble. And she even, you know, we even asked her if she wanted to get involved in our, you know, self-identified Operation Chaos, which is voting twice in two different states, you know. And she's like, well, actually, I'll send you an email from my personal account so the school doesn't know I'm not supposed to be campaigning, but, you know, I do some things. So she, and then the the dean, Dean Blackburn, he's really high up at the school, was also talking to us about how we won't get in trouble and don't worry about it. And then we confronted them posing as a conservative student, you know, and from a different perspective. And they got very upset and said, oh, we would never do that. You know, so we're trying to highlight the hypocrisy and of these officials and their inability to do the right thing.
In terms of those folks, is there any evidence they've engaged in illegal activity? What kind of email did you get, for example, from Terry Phoenix?
Yeah, she sent us an email with some documents in it about campaigning. We might be, like I said, we're probably going to produce its own story because we just had so much content. We had so much material from North Carolina. We're probably going to be releasing another story shortly where we actually show the documents that she sent us. You know, pamphlets, brochures, literature about her. This was May 4th was when we met with her. This was a week before the primary. And there's official campus policies against professors and deans and administrators engaging in campaign because they're public university employees. And there's certain rules and regulations about that, prohibiting that. So we're going to be making that available. And one of the interesting things about the UNC visit was that, so she meets with this student, this Project Veritas reporter, who's talking all about how much voter fraud he commits. And then the next day we send in another reporter and who's self-identified conservative, and the dean says, oh, that voter fraud never, ever, ever happened. So we're just showing cinematically that these people are total liars because according to them, one of our guys committed voter fraud all the time. So it's very interesting.
I'm talking with James O'Keefe of Project Veritas, the latest video on North Carolina's primary. You also encountered an election judge who was clearly against Amendment 1, which was the enshrining of traditional marriage as the only definition of marriage in the state. He clearly wanted gay marriage to be legalized, and basically he was left not sure if he would embrace the oath that he has to take before every election to uphold the Constitution of the state. And
yes, he talked about, you know, he may only uphold one part of the state constitution, you know, which I thought is relevant as an election judge. You should probably be willing to uphold all parts of the state constitution, regardless of what, you know, if you don't want to uphold parts of the Constitution, don't become a judge. And we found, you know, he also made some hyperbolic comments, but I found them newsworthy about running over Supreme Court justices and killing them. So it's just, you should go to Project Veritas and watch this footage. And we just uploaded some of the raw data, so you can parse through that and check out all the people who refused to serve on juries because they self-identified as non-citizens. Other things we found the director of, everyone asked me to investigate the new Acorn offshoot. Well, one of them is called Democracy NC and Action NC. We found one of the directors for one of these programs on tape comparing voting to the voter fraud to speeding, saying it's not really a big deal. And we'll be releasing more of that on our website as well.
James, real quick update on previous states. We know that there's been progress in New Hampshire and Minnesota. What's the latest on legislative reaction to these previous videos?
The latest thing that happened last week was the New Hampshire Attorney General attempted to issue me a criminal grand jury subpoena. He tried to subpoena me. I went to New Hampshire to visit for a fundraiser, and they threatened a subpoena. A friend called me before I got into the state, so I didn't actually go to the state. So they're still trying to, you know, put me in jail, intimidate me through criminal subpoenas. Even despite the fact New Hampshire Senate passed a voter ID bill, it's on the desk of the governor to sign, or it's on its way. Despite all those facts, they're still trying to call me a criminal, despite the fact that we didn't break any laws in any of the filming of these videos.
James, we look forward to the follow-up from this report and others to come. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
James O'Keefe, founder and head of Project Veritas. Find them at projectveritas.com. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.